is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Welcome to the Reaction podcast special of the Eurovision Showcase from Forest FM. But this is a special exclusive podcast, so we're not going on the radio with this one. No, we are not. Right, this is your reaction of the second semi-final of the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and it's just taken place and just finished here on BBC4 for us, but we've been watching it through the iPlayer just so we can get good HD. Yes. Anyways, so I'm your host, Kieran Arytutiet, and I'm joined by my husband, Rob. Roberto, how are you doing?
Very well indeed.
And did you enjoy the show?
Yes, I did. I did very much enjoy the show. It was good fun.
And would you like to just recap the qualifiers of the grand final?
Sure. So the qualifiers are Albania, Serbia, Bulgaria, Moldova, Portugal, Iceland, San Marino, Switzerland, Greece, and Finland.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now, we need to obviously take a look at who didn't qualify out of the second semi-final. We have to pay sort of homage to them, dear, because
there was two that should have done it.
Two that really should have done it, exactly. And I feel like, well, what are we going to do? I'm missing Denmark terribly, and I'm really upset. I'm not literally crying, so don't worry about that. I'm just so sad by it, dear. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I think Denmark deserved to win. The other one that I'm really... The other one I'm really surprised didn't qualify based on the performance was Austria, because that song has taken a while to grow on me. I was like, yeah. But watching him sing it, he did a phenomenal job, and I think he was possibly up there with the Swiss guy as being the two best singers of the night. And I'm really surprised he didn't qualify. Who else was there that didn't qualify?
Well, we'll go through that in a second. I was just going to sort of ask you what you thought about Denmark.
Oh, Denmark.
Also, we had... So the missing ones are Estonia with Uku with the lucky one. The Czech Republic, Benny Christo's Omaga. Austria's Vincent Bueno with Amen. Rafael for Poland with The Ride. Tornikai Kipiani with You for Georgia. And Latvia's Samantha Tina, The Moon Is Rising. And Fleur and Flam from Denmark with Uves Para Hinderen.
Okay.
So
I'll start with one. So The Moon Is Rising by Latvia, the Latvian song, awful. Awful song. So I'm not surprised it didn't qualify. It was just...
Well, in your opinion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My opinion, it's awful song. Almost too modern, and I don't think it worked. Czech Republic, he sang it terribly. And I don't particularly think it was a particularly good song.
I think Benny struggled with his vocal, didn't he?
Yeah, he really struggled with his vocal. So I'm not hugely surprised it didn't qualify. Georgia, I really like the Georgian song. It's really sweet.
Yeah.
But I knew it wasn't going to qualify because it was just not... I can't think of the word I'm looking for.
It didn't stick out.
Yeah, it didn't stick out. And Poland, when I first heard Poland, I really liked it. But the more I listened to it, the less I liked it, funnily enough. And the performance wasn't very good.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? You can hear a song and it just wanes off you.
Yeah.
It's bizarre how that happens.
Estonia, I liked the song. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. But it was just a kind of very bog-standard Eurovision male ballad, and it didn't have anything oomphy about it. And I was, based on some of the other songs, such as, you know, the Swiss song, for example, there was absolutely no comparison between the two.
I'm perplexed by Estonia because Uku's performance of The Lucky One, I felt like it went on for about 5 or 6 minutes. It didn't feel like it was 3, which is a bad sign, I think.
Mm.
which is a real shame. But I'm just so sad about Denmark, though. That's a really, really sad. And I hope that Fur and Flum continue to have a great career in Denmark, because they got to number one with Orvospara Hindernen. So I hope that works out for them. My views on Samantha Tina, I think she has an amazing vocal, but she did not showcase it this evening at all. I think she could have done a bit better with that. Who am I to say, though? I am not a singer. So, you know, all respect to each and every one of the acts, God, doing that. But I just felt like it probably was starting to wane almost about a minute into the song. Just saying, it's a very, very difficult song to sing, The Moon is Rising. Just go back to Georgia. Love the song. Performance was sweet, but again, there's nothing really memorable. Poland, yeah, I thought it was an absolute mess. Rafael is a vocal. He struggled so much with it, and you could tell, because it was when he should have had his big note. If you remember the song, you'd probably recognize it. Where he should have done the bigger note, he was saying like, come on everyone, or like, you know the words. So yeah, that's telling. I'm again, along with Denmark, Austria, I'm surprised didn't qualify, because I think Vincent Bueno's Amen was just top stuff.
Oh yeah, he really performed the hell out of it, and I think it was a really good, and I'm surprised that didn't, well, I would have thought that would have done really well with the juries, actually.
Yeah, me too. Czech Republic, yeah, Benny Christo we mentioned, and you mentioned earlier, dear, we won't go into that again, but yeah, he was struggling, and yeah, Uku's a bit boring. Right, anyways, let's go on to our qualifiers. So first of all, we're going to talk about Albania, and Albania's entry from Angelina Palasteri with Karma. What did you think? I'm surprised it's qualified, actually, even though she performed the hell out of it, and the song is quite good.
I think she deserves to qualify. She's got a very good voice. The song was good. It's very standard Albanian, what they have been sending a lot of the... It's very similar to some of their other stuff, to be honest with you. Yeah. But it was a good song.
The last 2 years of the competition.
Yeah, but she did perform it very well. And I think it was good that it qualified. Albania are hit and miss with their qualifications, aren't they? And I think this probably deserved to go through, I think.
Yeah.
I think based on her voice, she really sang it well.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Serbia, so that was Hurricane with Loco Loco. Now, when I'm not a fan of the song as much, neither are you, dear, are you? But my goodness me, performed incredibly well, and their vocals were top tip. Okay. Amazing.
Yeah, it deserved to go through based on the performance and the vocals, which were both brilliant. Yeah, the song is not my cup of tea at all. It's a cheap pop song, I think.
I just love hearing the Serbian language, obviously.
But they all can sing, and one of the main singers was represented them a few years ago with a really good song called Shelter, which was completely different to that.
Every time you say goodbye.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised Serbia qualified. I think they did deserve to qualify, but it's not a song that I would listen to out of choice.
No, I appreciate that. You're going to get that in competitions, especially with 39 entries in it. Bulgaria, Victoria, with Growing Up Is Getting Old. I think you all know how I feel about Bulgaria. I fall asleep on it. I really am not interested in it at all. Yes, the performance was pretty sweet and very inventive, but we've all seen sand on the Eurovision stage. Climbing on a big rock, no, not for me. I can't click with this. This is just not my type of thing. So what do you think, Rob?
I quite like the song. It's not something I would listen to loads, but it's the kind of song you have in the background, and it's quite a nice kind of song. I think it's got quite a good meaning behind it as well, which I like.
That is true.
I did like the performance. I think that she did it, and she's got a really unusual voice, and I think there was no shock that was going to qualify. There was absolutely no surprise there at all. So no, I think it was it was good. It's not going to win Eurovision. I think it's a little bit too understated, but it was a good song, and I think Bulgaria deserved to go through with it.
Okay, cool. Moldova, now, we loved Sugar and the music video and the song. I think we adore. But that performance this evening was quite underwhelming, I thought.
Really underwhelming.
Really underwhelming. Very... How amazing the music video is... From the bizarreness of dancing ice cream cones and a man's face ripped into a cake.
Oh, yeah.
A multicoloured rainbow cake. Doesn't that scream to you that you would bring some type of element of that? No, I don't mean that you're ripping people's faces off. But dancing ice cream cones, I think that would go over crazy with the... with a fandom, but...
Or even if they'd had them in the back, you know, on the digital...
Yeah, on the digital screen.
Yeah.
On the LED screens. I don't understand it. I mean, what do you think helped Moldova pull through, Rob?
I think... As we were watching it, do you remember I said to you that when she was singing kind of the choruses, the stronger bits, she was singing them well, and the dance move. But when she was singing the verses and it was a bit kind of light and fluffy, she couldn't hit the notes. So I was a little bit surprised, and I don't think she did that well. Anyway, I think it was to do with the dance moves and the fact that it was quite a quirky sort of modern song. I don't think, based on the performance, this deserved to qualify.
No, I agree.
I think Denmark should have taken this
position, at least, Austria. Or Austria.
But I do like this. I do quite like the song, but I just don't think... I think her performance was underwhelming, and I think she and her voice didn't do her justice tonight.
And for Moldova, I'm surprised at that performance. I really am. Not to say that it didn't look good, because it did look good, but it just... from when you see a music video, especially during this this pandemic, you know, you work on, you live on that type of thing, that imagery. Oh my gosh, Robert. I hope you didn't hear that. Portugal up next, the Black Mamba. And the Black Mamba with Love Is On My Side. That is just amazing. What did you think, Rob?
Yeah, this song is great, and I'm so, so pleased this qualified. I really didn't think it would, because Portugal haven't qualified for ages. Those don't generally qualify, do they? I think they've only qualified twice since you and I have been together.
Yes, 2017 and today, 2021.
This is a classy, well-written, good song with a, you know, proper... band or group that obviously have got a lot of experience, great voice, unusual voice. No, there's nothing about this song I don't like. It's cracking. I'm so chuffed it went through. Good, well done for Portugal. They deserved it, hands down. Yeah. I'd have been really cross had this not gone through, because it's really deserved it.
And I don't know, my dad and my auntie Bernadette would have been angry about that too. The sixth qualification went to Iceland, Daddy Freyja and Gigno Magni with 10 years. Yes, now, obviously, Iceland, my pet country. I loved the performance, and even though it was their second attempt of rehearsals, my goodness me, they almost looked like they were ready for the grand final, and it really showed. I don't know if the success of thinking about things from last year has sort of helped this nudge over into the qualification. I don't know. But the guys are charismatic. And I love the fact that they managed to get a shot of Daddy Freyja's, for him and his wife and his sister in the hotel room reacting to the qualification. Obviously, the two boys are in a hotel room together. And obviously one of them's caught COVID, so obviously having to self-isolate, as well as Daddy and his wife and sister. So congratulations, Iceland. Amazing.
Yeah, I think I was deserved to go through. I really like the quirkiness of it. It wasn't quite as good as their entry last year, but it was kind of almost there. So it definitely deserved to go through. It'd be weird if they won, because how would they? Because they're not going to be able to perform the live final either. So if they won Eurovision, how on earth would they? How would they even do that? That would we have to do it virtually, wouldn't they? Get the doubt that would be really interesting to see how that works.
But I have a feeling that they probably would. Because I'm sure they probably won't be allowed to leave the hotel, but they can leave the hotel room.
I don't know.
And maybe perform in the lobby or something.
I don't know.
Could you imagine?
I'm pleased. I'm just so gutted for them as well that they couldn't be there in person.
Oh, my heart was breaking. Actually, our good friend Drefa, who lives in Westminster, on the Westman Islands, she was almost in tears telling us when the news went through yesterday. Oh, it was very heartbreaking. Our seventh qualification went to San Marino. Yes, Anit, featuring one of the biggest music stars from the United States. And he's had number ones here in the UK and all over Europe. It's Flo Rida with Andrea Lino. Now, I love the performance. I love Senit. And my God, the contrast between her entry in 2011 to this one in 2021 is just incredible. I love it. It's bizarre when she goes from smooth jazz to this. Brilliant. Love Senit. I love her energy. I love Flo Rida. I've got a bit of affiliation with it when he's sang, rap songs in the US, part of the WWE, which is another hobby of mine, of pro wrestling. But I just love the song, and I think it's a lot of fun. What did you think of San Marino, Rob?
Okay, so
you've been quite quiet on this.
I like Senhit as a singer. She's as a person, she comes across really lovely, really well. The song is the best song they've ever sent to Eurovision, but that to me isn't actually a massive ringing endorsement of it, because San Marino haven't generally sent very good songs.
Oh,
they haven't. Let's face it. They haven't sent very good songs. This is the best one they sent. My problem with this song is, and I've said this to you before, I do not believe it needs this. I think that when they have a random bit of rap in a song, it just does not work, and I just think it ruins the rest of the song. And I know it's Flo Rida and he's an amazing American. That was a gimmick to me to get it over the line. I'm sorry.
Well, she did pay like $2 million for him.
Absolutely. I think he probably would have got over the line without him anyway. To me, that bit of rap. I think so, because it was an upbeat song and she sang it, performed it well. To me, having a random bit of rap in a song which has no bit and it doesn't fit with the rest of the song, just to me, it's just a gimmick. And they did it before in Bosnia Herzegovina 2016, and it ruined it. And I think that ruined this song. And I think they used him as a gimmick, and that's my main problem with it.
No, well, I don't tend to look at it like that, but I appreciate that, dear.
Standing at the table.
Switzerland next. They qualified in eighth, to be announced. Jean Thiers with Tout l'univers. Oh, my tongue twisting.
I was almost worried they weren't going to get through. I was like, oh my God, they're not talking about Switzerland. Oh my God. Utter class, this song is brilliant, and everything about it is brilliant, apart from what he was wearing. I didn't think he was wearing a particularly nice.
Who doesn't love a male blouse?
Odd. But the actual
French
song's amazing. His voice is amazing. It's an absolute classic, just a really good, solid tune.
And he was on point with
this.
My
God, was he on point? He deserves. He will be. At the end of this, I'm going to give you a prediction of what I think my top five will be in this in the final.
Even though you haven't seen the full.
No, but I'm going to give a rough of what I think based on the songs as well.
Okay.
And Switzerland will be in it.
Okay. Good. In ninth qualification place was Greece. Yes, Stefania, who's half Dutch, half Greek, I think. I think that's how it goes. With Last Dance, using the green screen to her backing singer's perfection. I was so glad to see this go through. I loved Greece even from the first time we heard this entry. Weren't obviously so keen on a 2020 song. But 2021, this one, the 80s inspired Last Dance. She sang 100% right. She was beautiful, perfect. Oh my God, that purple onesie dress. Amazing. It was really good. And I give props to Scott Mills for pointing out managing to for the Greek delegation and Stefania to get shoes to match the dress. I thought it was brilliant, or the suit, shall I say. So your thoughts on Greece, Rob? Because singing in fourth place on the night hasn't been detrimental to them. It's got them through.
No, I like this song a lot. Really catchy, sang it well. Just a really nice song, much better than the song they were going to send last year, which I didn't really like particularly at all, called Supergirl, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This was so much better. They obviously made a lot more effort, I think, with this one. And I think, it was performed really well. There was almost a little bit too much of the background sometimes. You got a bit lost in it, but that was my only criticism.
Yeah. And then finally, we go to Finland. what can I say? Blind Channel with the Dark Side. Now, yes, I can imagine the voters in Iceland, probably Denmark and Estonia, probably would have liked that song pretty much because they're very much used to hard rock music. Maybe the listeners and viewers in Latvia maybe too. I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of it all, but I'm not a fan of this. It's too retro for me, but retro, I love the 80s. I know I contradicted myself here, but I'm not keen on it. I'm not keen, and I think you heard everybody in the crowd screaming for Denmark.
At the end,
and then they called Finland, and I think they dubbed over it with in-house cheering. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well, maybe this song was just very. It's just very kind of. It's okay. I mean, I probably wouldn't listen to it out of choice that often, but I don't. When they called it, I wasn't expecting it to be called. Out of all the ones that were left, I kind of actually was expecting Austria to be called, if I'm honest.
No, that's fine.
But I really wasn't expecting Finland to get through when it was down to the last one. No. But they always, these kind of songs generally do get through at the end. You realise they do. I mean, there's this one in Italy, which are quite similar in their kind of style on Big Final.
Well, they're both rock, you know, it's proper heavy rock from Italy, where this is like a new age type of rock.
This
isn't
is more
it?
Like Linkin Park. I think Italy's is better. Well, it is better, much better.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah.
Finland. Oh. Well, this is the first time they've managed to qualify since 2018. So, because they didn't do it in 2019. Because they had Darude then and Sebastian, didn't they? We'd look away. Oh. Anyways, I digress. That is your semi to Rob, and you wanted to mention your top five going into the grand final, didn't you?
Well, no, I think the ones these probably are, but I think these are the ones that are likely to get top five to me.
Okay, so this is not who you want, it's who you think will be.
Bit of both. So it's probably who I'd like to be top five, maybe, but I think there's a high chance that at least a few of them will. To me, the best five songs in the final are Switzerland, Cyprus, France, Italy, Italy's one of the ones I think will be top five, although I'm not sure. It's not necessarily one of my top five, but I think it will be top five. Malta. Yeah. And I think, based on the performance, I think Malta is going to win, and I'd put money on Malta winning this year.
Oh, that's a good call. It's been said a lot.
The winning moment. There's that winning moment in a song, and you mentioned it the other day, towards the end of the Malta song. You see this bit where you just go, that's it. That's what a Eurovision song does need to win it. And Malta's probably the only song that's got that. Switzerland, I think, could, and France, I think, are the other two that I think could are really potential. But other songs, I don't see, for example, Portugal winning, which is a shame, but I think it's a really good song. I think Malta's going to get it.
Oh, that'd be amazing. And you know what? The Maltese would go crazy for Eurovision. You know, actual Eurovision proper. They hosted Junior Eurovision twice now, 2014 and 2015. So they have the opportunity to... No, 2014, 2016, sorry. They have the opportunity to bring Eurovision finally over. I just wonder how the hell they're going to... how are they going to host it? I don't know. They managed to do that in that huge shipyard like they did in Copenhagen. In Junior 2014, they did it in that shipyard in Marsa, which is just further on the coast, a little bit to the east of Valletta. So that's always possible, maybe. I don't know if that's still there, but if not, they need to build an arena quick.
So the one I would like to be in top five that I think might not quite make it, I think will be in top 10, is Lithuania.
Yes! Oh, Lithuania.
Lithuania deserves to be top five, but I'm not sure.
I hope they are. Anyways, right. Time for us to go to Beddington's, Rob. Yeah. And I think maybe we need to put our predictions down and we'll put them on our Facebook page and our Twitter page for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll put that down in the next couple of days, even before Saturday night's show anyway. Right, so Rob, would you like to say goodbye?
Au revoir et bonne nuit.
Yeah, au revoir, bonne nuit, auf Wiedersehen, vislat, do widzenia, goknat, adios, and I'll see you on Sunday. Yes, Sunday we'll be back with the Eurovision showcase proper, 5 p.m. Forest FM. Yes, 92.3. More information, head over to our website, www.eseshowcase.com. For I'm Kieran Tuttiot. And he's Rob Ari Tuttiot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good night from Fareham, Hampshire, in the United Kingdom.
Online on 92.3 and 98.9 FM.
You are listening to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ari Tuttiot.